Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 631. I'm producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
631.
I know.
Hope all is well after the severe weather in the southeast.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of clips of tornadoes hitting areas and flooding.
Yeah, tornadoes are, all natural disaster is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But tornadoes, because that's what we get where we are. It's so like they're scary, but it's so strange how they like will destroy a whole neighborhood but leave one house, or destroy your neighbors and leave your house. Like, it's so weird. Even when it went through Clarksville, I guess what, like a little over a year ago now.
Yeah.
Like, to go through neighborhoods and see like this house gone, this house fine, this house gone on the same street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's bizarre how they work and how it's almost selective. Just because of the way that they move and can change. I mean, they can just change course on a dime.
Yeah.
They're scary for sure. And there's nothing, if I built a house, I would make sure it had a tornado shelter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tornado season around here. So, you come to live with them, but it's all the time.
Yeah. And always say they'll never go to a big city. Well, Nashville got hit with one downtown. Yeah. Knows, oh, they'll never go on the river. Well, we had the one that hit Riverside and went straight up the hill, short of downtown.
I think they only happen in like North America and like maybe Australia or New Zealand or something. Like, they don't happen everywhere, which I just recently learned as an adult. That tornadoes don't just happen like everywhere on Earth. It has to do with like the cold meets hot that happens in these areas.
Yeah.
But it's something like, it's a pretty small area of the world where tornadoes can actually form. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Europe, we had 1,150 last year and Europe had 250.
Oh, so they do get them.
Yeah.
Some. It's just it's on such a small scale.
The most recent big one was in 2005 in July, July 2005 in Birmingham, UK.
Yeah. I don't think they happen in like lots of places though. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just none, which is wild. Cause like I said, we have a season around here.
Yeah.
And really like the tornado alley has kind of shifted. Like it is very southeast now. You still get them in those like flyover states, but it's bad around here.
Yeah. You said in here America is tornado valley.
Yeah, so I hope everyone's safe out there with those. Obviously flooding on the backside of it. Just a lot going on this year.
Oh yeah.
Early.
Planes crashing. Now tornadoes. Yeah,
I don't know what the deal is with planes. Planes are really struggling lately.
Yeah.
Also, I assume there were a lot of struggles before that were on either a quicker media cycle or weren't reported at all.
Oh yeah, I think it's quicker because you're talking about the there's less wrecks than there were last year. But
yeah,
it's a publicity media thing.
Yeah, if you focus on something and you hear about it every day, it starts to feel like it's constant. Like, planes are just dropping out of the sky, but I don't think that's the case.
Right.
But it is easy to like in your mind to think that, because like every time you turn it on, it's like, oh, another plane crash. Oh, another plane flipped. A wing broke off. An engine failed. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. What about Mel Gibson crashing his plane? Then what about all the missing planes out of nowhere? We still haven't found.
If you keep it top of mind on people, they will do the rest.
Oh yeah.
Like, people will insert that fear. So we're still under flash flood here. I just want to let you know. The echo just popped up a big warning across the screen.
Until tomorrow. I was like, damn it.
Is it?
Yeah, because we're supposed to get some little bit of rain today.
Yeah, it said scattered showers. I know people like a weather report, but that's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, March 16th, just to date this, 2025.
Yeah.
We never give the date.
No.
If you went back and listened, you'd have to just guess.
Because, we'll say we record on Sunday or a Saturday night, and this is coming out Monday.
I mean, the post has the you can obviously see when it was posted, but if you don't look at that, you would have to just guess by the references that we're talking about what, mm-hmm. when it actually happens.
But I know the podcast listen to, I never really say the date either. They just.
Yeah. Only news podcasts, I think, really say the date.
Yeah. They just go.
You want them to be fairly evergreen where people can go back and listen and not be like, you know, weighed down with like the goings on of today.
You can kind of tell by what they're talking about on some of it. Yeah. Like a wire watcher fight, like a fight MMA one. They'll talk about the fights from the, okay, this happened a couple of days after something coming up. They'll have a current events and you can kind of tell what's week it is.
Yeah. That's probably what dates this show the most is the news section, because you could kind of like go back to when that came out.
Yeah.
And find it. Did you play anything this week?
I played Fallout 76. This is the last week of the season. So I'm just grinding. Well, not really grinding. I'm just going to do my dailies, trying to get my little points up so I can cash in on stuff. The new season starts on the 20th. Apparently nobody's, I would say nobody, there's a lot of people not liking the new season.
Not liking the wreck rewards.
Yeah. It's to ghouls. So this is where you can actually play as a ghoul. You have to start your character over, and a lot of the rewards and a lot of stuff that people are not liking. Yeah, so we'll see how many people actually play. I've noticed that the volume of how many people are playing has dropped big time. There's the big events aren't being, there's sometimes when, well, during a big heavy time, it'll be like 15 people in an event. Now there's like seven, five. Last night when I jumped on real quick just to do something, my last daily challenge, there was two people in the event. I mean, there was maybe like nine people on the whole map.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Do you think it's so big, like the burnout of people being like, hey, I'm done with this season?
It's usually because they've done everything they could. They've got everything they wanted. There's certain events that people really like. They really like that Fash Knot. It's
where you just get the one that just happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you can get masks. People just play that to get masks. But people were pissed off Bethesda or the makers of Fallout for making the masks like last week or the week before, the mask making them more rare to drop, so people are not really like, I did the whole thing. I got one rare mask and I played every day trying to get a mask. I got one rare one.
The thing I see with like every game that has a battle pass is towards the end, everybody has like a foul mood about it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody always dislikes the new season. But what happens when that season starts is you get that FOMO.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't want anything that's in it. But then you're also like, I don't want to not have it though. I don't want other people to have it and me not have it. And then you're right back in.
So there's a lot of rumors with this one, like where you have the pit boys or the little ball boys, you can pick up the bobbleheads.
Mm-hmm.
There's apparently the rumor is that they're going to drop ghoul ones where they're all mutated. And so now people are saving up coins to get these.
Yeah, see, they could talk shit, but they'll be right back in.
Yeah.
That's how it gets you. That's how those games as a service work.
Mm-hmm. So I played that, and I finished, got the platinum on Road 96.
Did you basically end up having to play it twice?
Yeah, I played up to the one point, which luckily I only had to play three people instead of six or seven.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, so I started Road 96 on PlayStation 4, that version.
Are you going to play it again?
I'm going to play through it again. And it's already a whole nother, like it started off differently than the other two versions.
That's a psycho move to play it again.
Yeah. So I've already knocked out like four trophies but the only thing that sucks, you have to play all the way through to get the, cause you have to save six kids. You got to get them across the border. Six time. So I'm going to try to get through, use the first one to do all the first two or three, just to do all the story ones to get them knocked out.
Can you do manual saves?
You can save at the end of each chat, like little chapter goes through.
You can do like a manual save though, that doesn't get overwritten.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could like save scum it and jump where you need to.
Yeah. So, hopefully you probably finish that up in like the next 2 days, because it's pretty quick, the chapters going through, because I already know what to do.
Yeah, so you know what you're doing now and you know what needs to be done for the trophy.
Yeah, so you can skip through some of the dialogue. You can, you know, mess around. Yeah, I can change things up and be an asshole to some people that are normally nicer. And
it's still a psycho move to play them back to back.
Yeah. I just wanted to get it over with.
I want to play. I've been wanting to. Is that all you played?
It's all I played.
I've been wanting to play Jump in VR. I want to play that Green Hell game with everybody. So we should definitely plan to do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've been wanting to do that. You have room to play right now?
Mm-hmm.
As you're getting situated?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, the living room is bigger than the one you were in my other one.
All I played this week was Party Animals. I downloaded that really crappy game. It looks crappy, but I was weak. I think it's like Honey Bee Farmer, or it's one of those like AI games. You can just tell.
Mm.
Everything looks like AI produced it, including the like cover art icon, and it looks like a mobile game. It's just one of those like.
There's Bee Farm, Idle Tycoon. Beekeeper. Switch it
where I can see. And you may be able to just
beekeeping.
Type in PS5 and see what it's called. Like honey there farm. It goes. Honey farm simulator. Yeah, see, like it all looks like AI.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, create a nice lady, a pretty lady with holding a bee box in the middle of a bee field. So it's a $1.79. $1.64 if you have PlayStation Plus. So I scooped it up. It's a 3.5 out of 5, but if you go to like a video of it, you see that easy 5-minute auto pop platinum?
Mm-hmm.
So I paid $1.79 because I love bees. If you don't know this about me, I love honey. I want honey bees one day. It looks like a mobile game. If you click on that video, it is like now you have enough money to upgrade this. Now you have enough
how's
money
it going, everybody?
Kind of deal. See, you're just like a little cartoon guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's got PS3 style graphics. Mm-hmm. When you start, you don't have enough money to do anything, and you just got to keep producing more honey. Plant more flowers, get more bees, and then you adjust the price of your honey and everything. So it was less than $2. So he's got one unit there, fills the backpack up, goes over here, fills the table up. Now I can sell honey again.
He just popped 3 trophies, 4 trophies.
Oh, yeah. It for sure is one of those bullshit platinums. But here's what I'll defend myself. This is the thing I would love.
Yeah.
I wish it looked better. The whole map, if you believe what you see here, and this is the only video I've ever seen, is one like this. The whole map looks like it's like a 10x10 square. Like he's popping trophies from like the starter like plot it gives you.
Yeah.
Which is wild. And I'll tell you what's even crazier about this is it has a PS4 and a PS5 version.
Oh, yeah, it is one of those where you can double platinum this quick.
So for like $1.60, you could get 2 platinums.
So you're going to do it? Basically,
80 cents a platinum. Yeah. I'm not going to get them both probably, but I'm going to scoop up that PS5 one, and I'm going to play it too. I'm going to actually play this game.
Not just run through and try to get a platinum.
I'm going to actually play it. It doesn't look very good, but I did buy it. And I don't think you should support these kind of games, but I'm weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm okay with the way it looks. I'm okay with the size of the map. I'm not okay that, like, they, like, seem to advertise the fact that it's easy platinum. And you should never make a game where you could pop a platinum in 5 minutes.
I mean, I said that's the thing. There's people who want those. They love those. They want
You know what you're doing. You know people aren't playing your game to play it.
Yeah, you're getting $1 or $2 to get a platinum or 50 cents.
It's $1.64, and Sony takes 30% of that.
Yeah.
So it's volume. It's got 56 reviews. Like, you got to think this thing probably didn't make anything back. But they do 100 of these.
Yeah, I'm saying this. I'm sure this company right here has North Shore Games probably has 100 different games.
Oh, yeah. They're probably putting 2 out a week that are the same idea. So I purchased that. I didn't start it yet. Party Animals is the only thing I played. Nothing new there. Pretty... spending most of my time just trying to catch up with spending most of my time just trying to catch up with where I was on the Xbox.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up North Shore games just to see if there's a game list.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah, but look at all of them. They're all like $1, $2.49. I mean, it is pages and pages of the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Gym Rush, Zen Drift.
134 entries.
Yeah. Shooter Arcana. Motocross.
Yeah, all CJ.
Collectible Card Shop Master.
Yeah.
Crowd Run. Yeah, they're all like AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
Fool's Pub, Vaulting Champions. Save the Dog. Yeah, Snails versus Humans. Yeah, so this company is relying on volume.
There's another one right there, the Sweet Food Restaurant Owner. Same girl.
Yeah. Dance Mania, Angry Battalion, The Jumping Boy. But all their games, if you notice, they all have PS5, PS4 versions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all cheap.
Yeah.
Man, what a world. What a world. Anyways, glad to have it. Going to play it.
Yep.
That's all I have.
I saw you play, and that's all I played. Are we going to try to do the VR this week then?
I want to.
Tonight.
I mean, I'm ready. I'm charged up. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, is where he can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
You're where you have an area to do it in. So, I mean, I think we're ready to do it. I would love to play that game. And if everybody doesn't want to keep playing, it's fine. But I'd like everybody to be there when we start, so everybody has a chance since everybody bought it.
We'll just send a message out saying we're starting back up on Thursdays or Wednesdays or whatever it is. Someone will go on there. All right, so let's get into some news. I got a few things. It looks crazy, but some of them are pretty quick and tied in together.
322 tabs. At the end, they're just one letter, everybody. Just so you know how far they go, it just says one letter on it.
Right. All right, so the PlayStation Plus mid-month game catalog, they added a bunch of games for Fort, UFC 5, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Captain Tsubasa, The Rise of New Champions, like a soccer or a football game. A Mobile Suit Gundam Battle, Operation Code Fairy. These names sometimes are crazy. Arcade Paradise, where you just, this one was pretty neat. So you run an arcade studio or like shop, and you put just arcades in there, and you could play some of them. Bang on Balls Chronicles. I felt like this is going to probably be a game someone's going to pick for multiplayer madness night, just the way it looked. This one also, You Suck at Parking, was like something that's a competition style.
Some of these look fun.
Yeah, this is the parking one. You're fighting to get to one parking spot.
It's 270 levels too.
Yeah. Siberia World Before. There's Arcade Paradise VR.
I got to scoop that up.
Armor Core Project Phantasm, Armor Core Masters of Arena. So a bunch of games they added on there. All right, next one. Why would I put this one up? Oh, yeah. PlayStation Portal added 50 PS1 and PSP titles to their streaming cloud. But they're still adding stuff every couple weeks.
Turn that PS Portal into like a retro handheld.
Yeah.
Is any of this enticing you to get a Portal?
Yeah, I've been kind of looking. I've seen people on Facebook Marketplace selling Portals for like $130, $150.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Spend the money. Do it. Give into it.
Another PS5 live service went down after 30 days. Spectre Divide, they're canceling. It's not the PlayStation. I think they're also on Xbox and Nintendo. So after 30 days, you're going to refund. It'll turn off within 30 days, but they're going to refund everybody their money.
After that, like Valorant style.
Yeah. It's a 3-on-3 game.
I have seen like one story about this before it failed. I barely know anything about it. It looks like it's down to 100 people concurrent playing the game. I mean, you can't survive like that on a game as a game as a service.
Yeah, for sure.
Or a live service, I like to call them now.
All right. God of War decided to bring out a 20th anniversary of God of War Ragnarok. They're doing the Dark Odyssey collection. It's skins from one of the older games. So if you have Ragnarok, you get a free update. You get this new skin of Kratos. where it's all like black with gold, and then Atreus and the Freya, the gold and weapons, and I don't know what it does. It's just you play it and you can unlock the gold stuff and play the game again. I mean, most
I think
people
it's just all cosmetic, right?
Yeah, there's no extra thing. The little book that they have that you can get, the collector's edition, looks pretty cool if you're into the books. It's all black with like gold.
God of War has an awesome aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I loved it more.
Yeah.
Like so it just hits for some people.
They're also adding where you can get this big, huge plushie, Fëanor, the big snake that comes out of the water. 67 inches, and you can hold, like, use it like a puppet.
Well, I'm a sucker for a puppet now.
Mm-hmm. The bunch of shirts and a bunch of other stuff for it. All right, next one. Death Stranding 2 has a collector's edition coming. A bunch of in-game stuff, little statue, but the game is only digital only. You do not get a disc if you buy the collector's edition.
People are jazzed up about that statue. I would say that if you're someone who isn't necessarily interested in Death Stranding, like so much so that you want all the bullshit, you could probably buy this, pull the digital game out, and sell everything back and make your money back. Kojima, just people will pay whatever it costs to get that down the road.
It's $230.
Yeah, I believe you could buy that, pull your game out, and then sell it back and be fine. People are just going to want the statue.
Yeah, the 15-inch statue. It looks cool. I mean, I still haven't played the game, the original game.
I want to play the first one. It's just a walking simulator, basically. I put it on baby mode and just go through that thing. I hear that the new one is a little more combat focused. I think they put out something crazy, like a 10-minute trailer. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's a little more combat in it. So I probably would like that even less. But yeah, I'm interested in it. All right. You know, why not more Norman Reedus?
Now, along the lines of Death Stranding 2, there's a company, Hamilton, that had made a Death Stranding 2 limited edition watch. It's $1,500.
It's already gone or it's not out yet. One or the other.
Yeah.
All available soon. So I love Hamilton. They make it says Death Stranding on the back.
Yeah.
I love Hamilton. They make a khaki field watch that I really want. It's about $1,000. This watch is nice. It's a little, I'm not a big square dial kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't love Death Stranding or Kojima enough to have that. If I found it on a deal, what does it say? They're making 2,000 pieces. Scroll down. Yeah, 2,000 pieces available. The watch will be available starting June 26th.
Yeah, so that'll be a collector's item. So if you want to invest in that and turn around and sell a couple years later.
It is an automatic movement. Hamilton makes an excellent watch. They've been around forever, so.
Mm-hmm. And they make all kinds of watches. But I think it's just different, neat.
Yeah, it's cool. If I just had $1,495 laying around, I might get one.
All right, so this company, where is it? Flat2 VR Studios have dropped a whole bunch of trailers for some VR games that's coming to VR2. Some look pretty cool. There's this one called Out of Sight. Shows a little girl playing a teddy bear.
Looks like a creepy stealth game. It says it's a chilling atmospheric puzzle adventure. It looks scary.
Yep. And she looks like she can't see at all.
Yeah, she looks like she's blindfolded. And you're actually her eyes is the teddy bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, she carries you around. That's creepy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
She can't see and you're like a nanny cam.
Yep.
No. Mm-mm. Somebody chasing her? Nope.
All right, there's another one called RoboQuest VR. Very cartoonish on this one, but when you get in there, it's got that... Borderlands look.
It doesn't look terrible, but it doesn't look amazing either.
Then there's one Shadowgate VR.
We shit on that other company. I will say these all sound like AI names too.
Yeah.
You have to verify your birthday to do this one, and you've never done that before.
No, I didn't do this beforehand.
Shadowgate VR, the Minds of Mythok.
Looks like that game that you guys were playing with the bow and arrow.
Kinda, but not as good. The bow and arrow game just added four players.
I mean, this would look good, like if you're, because you can look around and see all the
caves. Everything in VR, like it looks like shit when you watch it through the trailer, and it's awesome in person.
Mm-hmm. The creatures.
That spider was moving awful fast.
Mm-hmm. There's another one called Surviving Mars Pioneer.
Surviving Mars is a non-VR game also. So this company is, I guess, the publisher.
Yeah, so this one doesn't look as good.
But. See, this one looks better to me. So it's all in what you like, I guess.
Yeah.
That'll be more my style, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think Surviving Mars is like, just don't run out of air. So it's a lot of like, get out, get in.
All right. So a couple others that don't have trailers for: Wrath, Aeon of Ruin VR, Pulsal 2 VR. And that's it.
Yeah. But, the Wrath giving Doom vibes.
This company's pushing six games out there. So it's good. Sony is working on this new, they've put a patent out for heating and cooling controller.
Yeah, wasn't this a thing a while ago, and now it's getting kicked up again?
Yeah. It's to go along with a bunch of other stuff that they have.
The last thing I need is for hot and cold. I just don't need that.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a controller that will cool itself when I'm playing,
mm-hmm.
that might be all right. I don't think I want a hot controller.
Right, but how the battery, you're going to have to work on the battery life, because if not, you'll be charging your batteries, your controller more.
Just so you can have a hand warmer while you play.
Yeah, I saw this little thing of one of the tech videos I have. There's a little battery extender you could put on your controller. Like a little small one. It clicks on the back.
That's external, yeah.
It's like four extra hours on it.
My controller never runs down. I have two. I play every night with it, and I never run it down.
I run it out, but I also play long sessions.
What if there's a controller that has a shock feature, and if you get shot or something in a game, it sends a jolt through your body?
Nah.
Would you like that?
No, I tried the haptic feedback. There's a guy at work. One of the cops, he's got a haptic feedback vest when he plays Fortnite. So he brought the vest in so we can try it out.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about just the controller.
Nope. I don't even like the lights on mine. Like, I dim it, and the lights are just too bright.
My shit's bright. I keep it. I like when I'm playing GTA and the cops are chasing me. It looks like they're in my living room.
Yeah, even on the dim, you can still see the lights changing.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're in my living room. My whole living room will light up red and blue. Like, if you're driving by, you think the cops are inside.
Right. Even though, well, our local cops only use blue. They don't use red.
Yeah, which is weird, because I think most city cops are red and blue.
Yeah, only the sheriffs use red and blue.
And most state troopers are blue on blue.
Yeah. All right. They're talking about, next one, Xbox. Starfield, Starfield is going to probably come into PlayStation, which we talked about before, but there's like a little thing added. The PlayStation logo was added to this little testing thing. There's beta testers that use the beta test updates for Starfield.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100% coming. Everything's coming. It's all coming. There's nothing that is going to be sacred. It's all coming over. And Starfield probably gives them their best pop early. Gears of War is imminent. Halo is it's all coming.
And I mean, originally it was going to come out for PlayStation, so they've already probably have some of it already built.
Nothing is precious. It's all on its way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Some Xbox news. On Xbox website, Power Wash Simulator 2 was announced. Some people are already saying it's too soon because they just dropped a couple DLCs coming for the original Power Wash Simulator.
Yeah, I think that final pack is not even out yet. Like, all the final levels that they've announced are not even out.
Yeah, and they've already announced this 2 that's coming out later this year.
I don't know. Power Wash Simulator to me seems like a platform. Like, you don't need to have a new game. You just always add new levels.
Yeah. And you can always update the power washers themselves.
I kind of want to play the game again. I talked to for the show Marshall 205 about it yesterday, but he seemed uninterested.
I mean, it looks a little bit better graphically, but it's still the same.
The game is so tedious.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
It seems unnecessary to do a sequel, but
you're showing a bunch of gnomes.
Continue to upgrade it. I love a gnome though.
Yeah. All right. So there's a I talked about a long time ago, the Oreo Xbox. The owner actually finally got the Oreo Xbox that he won in, and it is massive.
It's awesome also.
Yeah.
It is shaped like an Oreo with milk splashing around it. The controller also has like the milk at the bottom. It's awesome. The thing is cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. I would never even play it. I just display
it. I would do what he did. I would take it out and display it for one picture and then put it back in the box.
I saw that.
Or if it didn't come sealed, like if he had to actually cut a seal, I don't know that I would have opened it.
So now, which is weird, is like the picture here shows this, but there's another picture on the backside. There's where the speaker is.
Yeah. Right. That's probably a vent fan.
Yeah.
The Xbox is just slid in there. You see the corner of it? Scroll up.
Yeah.
That's just a case. Like it just slides in there. Oreo could sell those.
Mm-hmm.
That's just your top vent.
That was pretty cool. All right. Yeah. So some other news, that the Xbox handheld that's supposed to be coming out this year. The rumor is that they are going to be working with Asus. Asus is not going to be releasing a handheld this year. It's because they're going to be working with Xbox to release it.
So everything I understand is that Microsoft is working on their own handheld. Like it will be an Xbox handheld. Mm-hmm. This is like a stopgap to where they've partnered with someone else, apparently Asus, according to this rumor, and it's just going to be just like they make the ROG Ally, I think.
Yeah.
Just be that, but it'll be an Xbox interface on it.
Yeah, they're saying they're thinking the it's going to be around $500-$600. That's what the early.
It's going to be made to play Game Pass and the streaming games.
Yeah.
Is what I'm guessing. And it'll be a stopgap until they get to their full system, which probably is still 2 to 3 years away from coming out for their real handheld.
Now, also later on this article, I'll also talking about the next PlayStation the PlayStation Portal type. They're thinking, they're having reports saying it'll come out with the PlayStation 6. So we're looking years away.
Yeah.
So don't get your hopes up.
The Portal is a good product at a good price. I think they just ride that out until they're ready to do something different.
All right, another one. Xbox is experimenting with this AI technology to where if you're playing your game, you can use AI to help you figure out like which decisions to use in this map. Well, how to beat a character. You can ask it questions. Okay, which one should I choose? If you're playing like Overwatch, which character? A bunch of different stuff like that. They're Copilot, Microsoft's Copilot.
Yeah, I liked it. The article calls it Clippy.
Yeah.
How annoying would it be if he popped out?
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny. All right. Next one. Hello Kitty Island, which is basically a ripoff of Animal Crossing or another version of it. They sold $500,000 in 30 days.
Which is great. It looks good. It looks charming.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty lends itself well. While it may feel like somewhat of a ripoff, I think it's a little more genuine than a lot of them because the characters lend themselves to that environment.
It's almost things that you wonder if Animal Crossing could have put a Hello Kitty like skin type thing out there.
Oh yeah, they for sure could have. I mean, it's very Animal Crossing-esque.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to me, the characters lends itself to that kind of game and that kind of environment. But it looks good.
Yeah, well, good for them.
I'm probably not going to play it. Not a Hello Kitty guy.
All right. Nintendo San Francisco has set a date for May 15th opening. It'll be a first Nintendo store type thing in America.
I think they have one in New York.
Is it in New York?
Is it open yet? I'm almost positive. Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. There's New York. Yeah, this is the first one in the West Coast.
Yes. I think there's only two. There'll only be two in America, though. I think there's only the other one, which is in New York. It's like in Times Square down there.
I would love to go visit one, but I'm not driving. I'm not flying to New York or San Francisco to see it.
What if you were there, though? Would you make it a point?
Yeah. I would go. If I was there, like if I was like an hour away, like if I went to Florida to visit my niece, my sister-in-law, I would drive to like Disney World or something to see it.
Yeah.
All right, next one. They're saying the Switch 2, the rumor is it's going to be about $400 to $500 also to go along with the Xbox price. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, me either.
All right, now, if with it coming out sometime this year? Are you looking at getting it still, or?
I'll get a Switch too. I like I said before, I don't think I have to have it day one.
Yeah.
It's I don't, you know, a lot of people I always hear they're like, I want all black because it's sleek. You know, I like that. I like it to blend in on my anniversary. I'm okay. My game system's looking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I would much rather wait for like a themed or more colorful console, I think.
Because you got the Animal Crossing one, right?
Oh, it looks so good. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I might get weak whenever this thing launches and have to have one, but I will say it is very, it looks like a grown up Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with a more colorful Switch. I'm okay with it looking very Nintendo. Doesn't bother me. I don't hide my stuff.
I would like to get it. If I get one, I would like to get a collector's edition one. Just one of the better ones for me.
But having said that, if they're like, hey, it's launching with a new Animal Crossing, I'll probably just go ahead and scoop it up and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, they're talking about the there's a new patent with the new Nintendo that is supposed to have a voice chat and help improve it. That was a big
welcome to the early 2000s, Microsoft or Nintendo.
That'd be good if they do that. Another
it
little thing
have with that, but it should have had that.
Another one, you can apparently play it upside down. You can flip it; it'll rotate. The screen will rotate.
Is that right-handed, left-handed?
Maybe.
So that was the Atari Lynx let you flip it and you could flip the screen. There was a button to flip it. And that was the reason you flipped it. It was like right hand, left hand.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. So that if you were more dominant on one, you didn't have to like adjust.
I don't say anything here about right hand and left hand. That's a good point.
But if you scroll up and look at how the buttons are laid out, like that would be the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's why you would do it. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I'm not weird. I'm right-handed.
All right. Pokemon Go has been sold for $3.5 billion to Scopely.
No, that's who owned it.
Mobile Game Maker, no. Which is owned by...
Yeah, they bought it from the Pokemon Group. They made it.
Scopely made it?
Scopely, no.
I thought Niantic made it.
Yeah, Scopely makes Monopoly Go and the Hasbro games.
Yeah, and that's the company who bought Pokemon Go.
I think you reported a couple weeks ago they were trying to buy them. I see articles where everybody's shitting on them because the Saudi government now owns Pokemon Go, but it's like, well.
They own Monopoly Go and they own a bunch of other ones.
You know, it is what it is. They were already involved in the games that... There's an article from Niantic saying how they just love the people. They love that $3.5 billion too.
Yeah, Stumble Guys, Star Trek, Fleet Academy, Monopoly Go, all. And let's see, Savvy Games is the investment group that bought all them for $4.9.
Yeah, it says they have Monster Hunter Now, Pikmin Bloom. But those are like licensing deal, just as the Pokemon is as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't see them doing anything different. I think they're just looking to invest.
No, they need to diversify that money.
Yep. All right. Some VR stuff. There was a huge VR game, MetaQuest, did a big showcase of games. I'm not going to show the trailer because it's 55 minutes long of all the games, but they had this game called Breachers, Deep Cuts. Breachers has a update trailer, an updated. Deep Cuts, Echo Shock, Forefront, Ghost Town, Gorn 2, Memoriam, Out of Slight, Penguin Festival. There's the Postal 2, Prison Boss, Rave, RoboQuest VR, Slander, The Arrival, Stay, Home Forever. Surviving Mars, they have that one. Titan Isles, Vendetta Forever, and Zix. There's a bunch of VR games coming out that'll be on Quest.
Also, I don't know if you have it pulled up. Do you have the free stuff for Quest?
I did that one already. Did we not?
They updated the game catalog too, free games.
Okay.
I have it in front of me, but they added Mini Motor Racing X, which is like a fun kart racer looking game, Aspire 2, Broken Edge were all added to the catalog, not to just like the free games, but you also get like the instant game catalog. They were added to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, release date there. Should give it to you. Oh, there's other new ones too. Those are something. Those are not free, it doesn't look like. I don't know what that. There you go. It won't show you.
No, okay.
It's the list of the ones I just read you. I don't know why yours is showing it funny. But that's what they just added.
Nice. Right, some other one. Here's a VR one. There's another Forefront as a game. It kind of looks like Green Hell. That's another shooter. Play the trailer for you real quick and see what you think of it.
I think Green Hell's like back in the, like you're like a caveman style though. I think Green Hell's like a Ark.
You think?
I think
it was,
so.
I thought it was newer.
I don't think so. I think it's.
You can pair. You're parachuting. Like you're in a helicopter. Sea-doos, boats. We'll look at Green Hell. Or is that the one that's in the jungle?
Base,
oh yeah. Hey, no. Okay, that's the jungle one. That's right. That's the one that was like the forest.
Yeah, and we all bought it. We need to play it. But yeah, it's, see that paintbrush there?
Yeah, that's right. We're in like the forest.
Go up, like you're building like. Survival houses, yeah, like huts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Green Hell is also available outside of VR.
All right. I didn't know if you noticed, but the air scene, Farmer Simulator VR.
No, I didn't see that, but I would play that. That seems awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That'd probably get me back into it. I assume it is a much scaled down version, though.
Oh, I'm sure. But it's so cool. All right. The last, we got some Lego stuff. Lord of the Rings. Has come with the Shire, that 10354. I'm not going to get it, but it looks cool.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan, but I think it's awesome. Like, I think they did an excellent job with it.
Yeah. Next one, there's the Lego Ideas Scooby-Doo Mansion has 10,000 supporters. The mansion looks pretty nice with the little minivan out there. But this will be a licensing thing.
Scale down. It's almost 5. It's 5,000 pieces too. That's far too big for a licensed set that they'd be taking a big chance on.
And yeah, but well, they've already had Scooby-Doo. They've already been set.
Yeah, they discontinued it. I think there was like 8 or 9 sets already back in like, I don't know, what was it? 2019, 2020, somewhere in there. Yeah,
it's open back.
I do think it's cool. I don't think there's a chance that it comes out like this.
Next one, the Golden Girls also reached 10,000 supporters.
Now that one makes me erect. I love that one.
Yeah. It looks like that's a little set of them inside the kitchen.
It's the kitchen set. Make that thing like $49. It's little.
Mm-hmm.
Make it like $49. I think you sell a ton of those.
Oh, yeah. I would get it.
Yeah, me too. I love that one.
All right. Lego has dropped their performance review thing. I saw they had a 13% growth last year. Where was the other one? 840 sets were released last year.
That's insane. So they had a 13% growth and a 10% operating profit growth. So 13% revenue and a 10% operating profit.
Yeah, they have 1,069 stores nationwide. They have factories in Mexico, Hungary, and China. They're opening a factory in the U.S., and then that's going to be in Virginia, then one in Vietnam. They have distribution centers in Belgium and Vietnam.
I think they already have like a home office in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't have Lego as a business gets it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with their pricing on everything. I don't agree with some of the things that they do, but they get it as a business. They're excellent. Mm-hmm.
I just saw a couple of like the how much I grew up, the new factories and how many sets 840
sets is insane. Think about if you're trying to like
collect
if you're
all.
Trying to get them all.
Yeah,
it says their most popular themes are Icon, Star Wars, Technic, City, and Harry Potter. It's crazy to see Harry Potter still hanging around.
So the guy that the Lego Masters TV show, the last season, the Asian guy, he's got a YouTube channel. He is trying to collect every single set ever made.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's his goal. He's got like 8,000 sets.
It shocks me to not see botanicals on that themes.
Yeah. Maybe because it was more of a summer, like summer hit. And, the, you know, Star Wars is May, June, it's all year round.
So, yeah, so it says the Lego Fortnite bus was the first set in 2024, and the Botanicals collection got the biggest expansion out of all the themes. It's shocking to not see that higher, though, because I feel like that's what every YouTube video I see is people with the flowers.
Maybe because there's not as many sets. I mean, Star Wars will drop 20 sets compared to Botanicals, like 10. All right, Lego Building is building their own in-house game. So they normally partner with like Epic Games and a few other game studios. They're actually going to try to do their own game studio.
It'll be interesting to see. You know, they probably know the magic of Lego better than anyone, but making games is hard and different than what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. I do like the logo.
Yep, with the little G with the. All right.
Yeah, the G is a.
I sent you a picture of this. The Lego Mario Kart. Standard cart 72037, $150. It looks cool.
I don't love this as much as the rest of the internet does. I don't know why. I also don't like that big Bowser either. The internet's like in love with this thing.
And here's like the little trailer. They dropped out. They dropped
it just forward. Doesn't. I don't know. It's okay. I like a. I don't know. He looks like he has like that uncanny valley thing. Like he's like Mario, but he's a little bit off. Like his head proportions are a little bit weird.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not going to get it. Everybody loves it though.
Like Bowser's on my wish list, but it's not one I'm going to get. This will be on my wish list. If I find it on sale or something, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I did get two sets in. I got the big, huge, Spider-Man wall painting.
That one's cool.
Yeah, the big one just like the 3D. Yeah, and I got one of the UCS and one of the Imperial ships that was half off on Amazon, so I bought it and I bought that back in like December and it finally shipped from Japan.
Here. The only thing I bought was the that botanicals poly bag, the field flowers. I bought a second one.
Okay.
Just to fill up like a vase.
I saw that the new one, the free gift with purchase, that thing's already selling for like $70, $50, $70, $80.
It's not even out yet, right?
But people have already got it.
How?
They early shoppers. And then those YouTubers or TikTokers that can get the stuff early.
Yeah, because I think it may have just popped up.
On the Lego shop. I think on Friday.
Yeah. I do like it.
Yeah, it looks good. All right, that's all I have also. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to send me a message at hoeffinshow or at game_stitch. That was episode 631. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.